It's been great having access to Rob Harding as we work our way through the trade performances of all the clubs and look forward to the national draft prospects. We're up to St Kilda. We've got four to go. What about the Saints? They've had another go, Rob. This has been a recent trend of theirs.
Yeah, it has. Five players last year and three players this year. And a great credit to their recruiting and list management staff for getting real specific players that help the way that they want to play. So they've identified their issues inside their team and been able to go out and get guys to rectify it. So Brad Crouch gives them a bit of burst and speed through the midfield. I think he complements what they have in there already. Sean McKernan is ready to play depth for them. So he could come in to support King, Ryder, Marshall. Obviously, Paddy Ryder's now into nearly his mid-30s. They can manage his game time a little bit more, give him weeks off every now and then, knowing that they've got someone like McKernan to come in. And Jack Higgins, I think, comes in as their best goal-kicking small. So we saw Dan Butler have a fantastic impact at the footy club, but he now adds to this group of small forwards that will get up the ground and then reset with speed. And Jack's so dangerous around goals when he's a great pick-up for them.
Got pick 21, so they can get excited about that too. Hasn't Sean McKernan been a survivor?
He has, and I've spent a fair bit of time with Sean between Adelaide and Essendon. And the thing that he has enormous talent, Sean, and he's really competitive out on the ground. He's fantastic culturally inside the footy club. That's why he gets these opportunities. And St Kilda will be, they'll play him next year. I guarantee he'll get games. He'll come in, he'll provide a contest. And the focus for him can be very simple, just as it was for Max King this year. It wasn't about taking 100 marks in front of goal. It was about competing. Take the mark where you can. If you can't take the mark, bring it to the front and let's get these smalls involved, because the Saints have such a good crew of small forwards up there.
That's one of the catch cries of, you know, football coaching is, you know, if you can't mark it, bring it to ground. Rob, the problem with Sean McKernan, as I see it, is that on any given night, if he marks one, he'll mark 10. But if he doesn't, he'll jump under it or won't jump at all. So it's hit or miss. From 1 week to the next, it's all duck and then no dinner. What do you put that down to?
It has been that way a little bit at times. And I think Sean struggled for continuity with his body as well. And I think that's made it hard. So when he's had patches, he might get a good month and then something's gone wrong with his body. And I think he's become a lot better at managing that in recent years. So it's a very tough spot to play, those key forward sort of roles. You are very dependent on the type of ball movement coming in. And certainly last year at Essendon, with the way the ball was being moved, pretty slow out of the back half, I think it was a pretty tough forward line to play in for any player. I think at St Kilda, the ball coming in a bit quick, if he gets some one-on-ones and they put the ball near him, he could have an impact in the games he plays.
Swannies were pretty quiet.
Very quiet, the Swans, but this is one of the quietest and best rebuilds of a list that you'll see. I love what the Swans have done in recent years, and they bring two academy players in again this year, so we know the success that they've had with Isaac Heaney and Callum Mills. But this year, they bring in Braden Campbell and Errol Golden. So Campbell is a top sort of 10 to 12 pick, Golden in the top 30, and these guys are midfielders, potentially wing, half forwards. So bring a little bit of that outside class that'll support the likes of Rowbottom that they've been bringing through the inside midfielders. So I really like where their list is going for the Swans. We know that they've had an older crew historically. They're down to, I think, five players over the age of 30 going into round one next year. And two of those are their rucks in Sinclair and Tom Hickey, who they bring in from West Coast. So the big thing for them going forward is how they replace Lance Franklin when the last of his 100-year deal eventually expires. But he's 34 next year. Sam Reed's 29. I think ideally they'd love to get a key forward with pick 3 in the draft. I'm not sure the one that they want will be there. Unfortunately, I think they might end up going with Denver Granger-Brass as a key defender at that pick.
Well, their list is better already. Well, not yet, because they've got to secure him during the national draft. But the minute they add Errol Golden to their list, it's just a better list because they've got someone called Errol Golden on it.
Errol, that is me. The game's got an Errol again.
A golden Errol. It's just absolutely superb. The West Coast Eagles, they've potentially got one with Witherden. It's going to be fascinating. Like the pot on him has been an unwillingness to do the hard work and wanted a bit easy, Rob. But if he can get back to where he was trending a couple of years ago, he might be one of those players that Brisbane rue losing.
Yeah, I think he might be. And I don't think they really wanted to let him go necessarily, but there was perhaps he'd signed a bigger contract and it was a bit of a salary cap dump as well. So I don't think Brisbane let him go because they didn't see the lack of talent or they didn't want to work with him. I think it was more around the salaries. So this is a great pick for West Coast. He's the long-term replacement for Shannon Hearn. Gives him a great ball user off half-back. And it helps just slightly regenerate this list because this is a bit like Geelong. The West Coast list is right in the hitting window. And they are going to lose a few off the top end in the next couple of years because we're now looking at Josh Kennedy at 33, Hearn at 33, Lewis Jetta they've just let go, who was 31, Nat Nui, Redden, Shuey, these guys are all 30-plus now. So they've got another maybe 1 or 2 years right in the window to have a crack at it. While they've got Nick Nat, I think he's probably the circuit breaker. As long as they've got Nick, I think they're contending. When he goes, they might have to dip for a couple of years.
Rob, we were a little bit surprised to see Lewis Jetta being delisted from the Eagles. Do you think, were you surprised by that? And do you think there'd be another suitor for him?
I was a little bit surprised. And if Melbourne don't pick up the phone and ring Lewis Jetta, I'd be very surprised. Outside class, ball use, running ability, play wing and half back, just ticks every box for Melbourne. So I would hope that they would make that phone call.
The Western Bulldogs, they look stronger. They just, with the three they brought in, it just gets you, it gives you a sense, Rob, I don't know whether you agree, but they've exponentially improved their list because of each of those three players that have come in.
Absolutely, they have. And for the Bulldogs, it's put up or shut up time because we've seen them finish 7th to 10th the last few years. Even the Premiership year, they finished 7th in the home and away and had that fantastic run through the finals. But this list is primed for a top six finish. So Treloar is obviously a fantastic pickup. But I love the other two pickups as well. Steph Martin, who gives Tim English, that little bit of ruck support. And Mitch Hannon, who provides a genuine marking forward up there in that mid-size sort of range. So, and they'll get the best player in the draft, Jamara Ugle-Hagan, as part of the academy. So this was a fantastic trade period. And a great way of assessing what their list needed and being able to rectify it straight away. So big ticks for the Bulldogs, but they really need to capitalise on it now. And the big question I have, the two big questions are, how do they navigate the midfield now with Josh Dunkley staying and bringing Adam Treloar in? How do they get everyone through the midfield? And can they settle the positions outside the midfield down a little bit more? Because coaching against Luke Beveridge, one of the hardest things to deal with is his ability to move players around. At the same time, that unpredictability can sometimes be a detriment to the players in getting continuity in their positions.
Rob, are they big enough down back? That's probably the one concern that wasn't able to be addressed in the trade period.
It is, and they let Jackson Trengo go as well, who potentially could have filled one of those roles. So Alex Keith came in last year. It was a fantastic pickup. I think they need to make a call on Bruce and Norton now. One of them has to go back and train back all through the preseason. So if they think that Aaron's going to be long-term a key forward for them, then Josh Bruce plays as a key defender, I think, next year. And potentially what they have to work in with their rucks as well is just getting back behind the ball to provide that little bit more support. Now, that's not necessarily Steph Martin's best go, but I think he's smart enough to be able to play that sort of role. And they'll have to make do with that a little bit. It is the one weakness. It's probably two weaknesses. Key defender and still small forward. I still think a goal-kicking small forward. I think Cody Waitman last year, but Mitch Hannon is a bit more of a marking type. I'd love to see another pressure forward come through in that spot up there for the Dogs.
Hey, Rob, mate, thanks for doing this. We've really appreciated it. It's been a really comprehensive way of and a neat way of tying it all up and with a view to what comes next. And your expertise in the whole field has been invaluable for us. So we've really appreciated you making the effort to do it for us, mate. We thank you enormously. Have a great weekend.
Thanks very much. You too, guys. Really enjoyed it.